Okay, waiting for some people to pop on before we begin. So, as I mentioned before, this is our usual slot for Shalashuddas, but without Shalashuddas in shul, we bring it over to Monday nights. What better time to celebrate Shalashuddas than on Monday evening? Okay, so we got up to last week. We discussed Kaddish in general, but more specifically, we touched on Kaddish Derabanan. We may have time at the end to discuss Kaddish Yasom, since that follows Mizmor Shir. But we're going to spend most of the time focusing on the Tefillah of Mizmor Shir, which has a very fascinating history. First of all, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis is in Tehillim, so it was composed by David HaMelech. That much we know. But how the heck did it get into the Siddur is the big question. We know that many of David HaMelech's tefillos are scattered throughout the davening, but this one has a different feel to it, because if you look at all of the Rishonim, there is no mention of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis as part of the davening. So how did it get there? Well, it turns out that sometime in the 15th century, there was a Sephardic sitter. I don't know, I can't exactly pronounce the version, Napoli or something like that, where they found Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid as part of the liturgy for Shacharis every morning. And that was the only place where it was found. The Arizal speaks about it in the 16th century, was when the Arizal lived. The Arizal talks about the paragraph or the passage of Mizmor Shir Chanukah of Tehillim Lamed, but doesn't necessarily discuss it in the context of tefillah in davening. However, eventually, by the 18th century, there's different versions of the Siddur of the Arizal, and by the 18th century, the chapter of Tehillim, of Tehillim Lamed, of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, gets into the Arizal Siddur. And then once it gets into the Arizal Siddur, it now enters into our Ashkenazic Siddurim. So that's essentially by the 18th century is when Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis becomes part of our daily tefillos. So it's a late addition. As a result, the Vilna Gaon and his Talmud Rav Chaim Volozhin, they did not say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis. It was not part of their liturgy. It was a Kabbalistic thing. It wasn't something for them. I have the Sefer Maaser Rav, which talks about all of the customs of the Vilna Gaon. It says here that you don't say Mizmor Shir in davening. And the reason on the side which is given over here is one of the reasons is that there's no point to add on more Mizmorim in the davening. It's already enough of a tircha to say so much of the prayers. So adding on another paragraph, Ein anam lo nuchal anan likboa shum mizmor b'tzibor mipnei hatoreach. Just what our Rishonim say. We shouldn't be adding on 18th century liturgy from the Arizal. So generally speaking, the Vilna Gaon was not very excited to add on these Kabbalistic type of tefillos. But the Vilna Gaon did not win, because it is in all of our Sidurim, and which then begs the question, what makes it so unique? Did Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid become part of the liturgy? So, well, some want to argue, or the Arizal argues, that the word of God's name is mentioned 10 times. Yud Kei Vav Kei is mentioned 10 times in Mizmor Shir, and that's connected to the Aseres HaDibros, so that gives it some extra oomph and extra meaning. The truth is, if you look through the Mizmor Shir prayer, you will actually notice that it only says God's name 9 times, not 10 times. So apparently, some read the ninth pasuk of Tehillim Lamed, Elecha Adonai Ekra ve'el Adonai Eschanan. So in that pasuk, The first one is Yud Kei Vav Kei. The second one is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. But in some versions, it's Yud Kei Vav Kei both times to give you 10. So that's one idea from the Arizal. The other idea, and we'll get back to this in a little bit, is the fact that Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis, the focus is about Geula. It's about redemption. It's about healing. It's about essentially what I would say a Joey Newcomb song, Thank You Hashem. That's really what this paragraph of Tehillim is all about. And that was important to add into the liturgy, at least for Alpi the Arizal. But then I have another question. The question is, with the placement of this prayer, where does it belong? So here we have another dispute between customs, between the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim. The Sephardim place Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, whereas the Ashkenazim place Mizmor Shir before Psukei Dezimra. So what exactly is that all about? So this is what we just mentioned a little bit ago, which is that according to the Seder Hayom, in his Sefer, writes that according to the Arizal, the whole point is that the Hodus, which begin the Psukei Dezimra, the Sephardim begin Psukei Dezimra with Hodu, we begin with Baruch She'amar. The Psukei Dezimra begins with Hodu, which are all praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and discussing about Geula and other types of praise and redemptions and salvations. So Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis continues with that theme and brings it to highlight its climax with the Baruch She'amar. And that's the connection between Mizmor Shir's always said before Baruch She'amar, bringing that Geula into Baruch She'amar with more direct praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is, according to the Sephardic tradition, why they place Mizmor Shir in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. But Ashkenazim don't. Ashkenazim place Mizmor Shir before Psukei Dezimra. It's not part of our Psukei Dezimra. It's just a special prayer that we just kind of throw in there, which seems to fit with our understanding of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis, which is that it doesn't belong as part of the liturgy. Ultimately, the Arizal is what added it in, but it wasn't from the Rishonim, not Knesset Sagdol, certainly not. It was kind of just thrown in there at a later point. Forget the Anshei Knesset Hagadol. The Rishonim didn't put it in, so it doesn't appear to be part of, or shouldn't be necessarily part of the liturgy. But then the question is why? Other than the fact that Mizmor Shir was not found by the Rishonim to be part of davening, why would it specifically be placed before Psukei Dezimra begins? So here we have a very interesting idea from the Aruch HaShulchan, which I will read to you, if I can find a saver. I found it. Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan writes the follows. The Aruch HaShulchan references a Gemara in Shabbos, which we did not get up to yet in Daf Yomi. We're about 12 days away. The Gemara on Daf Lamed tells us that when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, after he finished, he was preparing to bring the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the gates of the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't open. So he tried different strategies in order to get the gates to open. First, he said what we would have thought of, I guess we would have thought of this, which is, Se'u sh'arim rasheichem v'hinasu pischei olam v'yavo melech hakavod. And it didn't work. He tried Se'u sh'arim rasheichem v'usu pischei olam, and that also didn't work. So what did he do? He then quoted a pasuk from Divrei Hayamim, that's what the Gemara says, which is, Hashem Elokim al tashev p'nei mishichecha zachra l'chaste David avdecha. Don't forget about David. And when he said, don't forget about David, all of a sudden at that point, the gates opens. So based on that Gemara, the Aruch HaShulchan makes a fascinating chiddush, which is as follows. He says that when Shlomo is quoting this pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, that remember David, he didn't just mention that one pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Rather, he actually recited Mizmor Shir Chanukah Habayis LeDavid. That is what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. And that's why the gates opened and the Aron went in the Kodesh, was able to enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim because of that prayer, Mizmor Shir. So what's the significance then of the placement of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis before we begin Psukei d'Zimra? So writes the Aruch HaShulchan as follows. Ulefi shekol Psukei d'Zimra heim Pesukei David HaMelech, since all of Psukei d'Zimra are the words of David HaMelech, lefichach hikdimo mikodem mizmor zeh, therefore they wanted to place this specific mizmor that Shlomo used in order to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open up the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, shebo niglet tzidkaso, this is, it revealed David HaMelech's righteousness. So in other words, we're going to recite all of Psukei d'Zimra, which directly discuss all of David HaMelech's righteousness, and saying Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid in another way is a the pregame show where we're revealing David's righteousness and then entering and then showing you more specifically, more directly, the righteousness of David through his Psukei Tehillim. That is the idea the Chiddush brought down from the Aruch HaShulchan. Doesn't say it explicitly in the Gemara and Shabbos, but he wants to argue again that the tefillah that he used in order to convince HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open up the gates of the Beis HaMikdash was Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid. Now this whole entire discussion, and we haven't had a chance to discuss the kapitel itself just yet, but this whole discussion about when Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid was added into the Siddur in Shachris is a more recent discussion, but there actually is a much older discussion about Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid, and that is regarding Hanukkah. Already there is a discussion in the Rishonim. The Tur quotes in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel in Or HaChaim. The Tur already quotes the custom that we say the Shir Shel Yom, and on holidays we also recite the Shir, which is connected to that day. So we'll say a special Shir Shel Yom for Rosh Chodesh, Baruch Hinafshi. We'll say a special Shir Shel Yom for Chanukah, which is Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid. The Be'er Heitev brings this down in Kuf Lamed Beis, discussing this concept. In fact, he quotes the Shiri Knesset HaGadola, which there were some minhagim that on Chanukah, every day of Chanukah, they wouldn't recite the Shir Shel Yom at all. They would skip Monday, Tuesday. I'm sure people on Wednesday were really excited. You can save at least 25 seconds from your davening. You can shave off 25 seconds in order to get out of the shul a little quicker. So you exchange the Shir Shel Yom for Wednesday for Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis. And that was one custom. They weren't very happy about it, because who said that you're able to exchange a Shir Shel a Shir Shel Yom for a Shir Shel Chanukah? So therefore they said you should do both. And then there was a question of which one should you say first. Some said we should say Chanukah first. But ultimately, our custom is that the Shir Shel for Chanukah usually is said at the end. But it could be in different communities they do it differently. So our discussion for Psukei d'Zimra is a newer discussion, an 18th century discussion. But the Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid is a much older discussion in the Rishonim, that on Chanukah we do have the minhag to recite Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. Okay, so now let's analyze the actual text of the Tehillim, of the Kapitel Tehillim, and to understand what exactly we are saying. I mentioned that it has to do with giving praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's connected to the redemption. So but let's read it specifically to see where it comes from. Oh, first of all, one very important point before we begin. It's Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. As far as I understand it, the majority of Sephardi traditions, that first pasuk is omitted. It begins with Aromimcha Elo Hashem Ki Dilisani. It's nothing to do with Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid, which is an important distinction to be made, that on Chanukah, the reason why we say this Tehillim Lamed is more specifically because it says Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis. So we're connecting Chanukah to the Chanukah Sabayis, the restoration of the temple. However, on the weekdays, this Tehillim is not focused on Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis. The focus is on the actual body of the Tehillim, not the opening line. So it begins, Aromimcha Hashem Ki Didi Sani. So David HaMelech is writing, Hashem has raised me up, Ki Didi Sani, Velosimachta Oyvai Li, and he did not allow my enemies to celebrate my downfall. What exactly are we talking about? This is also a reference to that Gemara in Shabbos, where the enemies of David HaMelech were saying that he won't have a merit in the next world. And however, once they saw that the Chanukah Sabayis, the Beis HaMikdash, was built by his son Shlomo, and the doors opened up, then they understood that he was forgiven for his sins, and therefore he says, "V'lo simachto oyvayli." They weren't able to rejoice. They tried to rejoice, but ultimately they recognized that they were incorrect in their estimation or their assumptions about me. Hashem Elokai, Lord, Shivati Elecha. Vatirpo'eni, I've cried out to you to forgive me for my sins, and you have healed me. Healing here is not a physical healing per se, but a spiritual healing, a refuas hanefesh. Hashem he'elisa min sheol. God, you have raised me up from sheol, which means from Gehenim, from hell, essentially. Nafshi, my soul. And by the way, one of the things that we notice often when we're saying Mizmor Shir, we say, Hashem he'elisa min she'ol nafshi. You have raised me up from the depths of my soul. That doesn't actually work. It's appropriate to pause. Hashem he'elisa min she'ol nafshi. She'ol nafshi, not she'ol nafshi. Sometimes it really depends where you put the emphasis, because if you put the emphasis on the wrong syllable, it sounds off. Here, the whole entire sentence is off when if you say Hashem Halisa min Sha'ol Nafshi. So you have to be careful to make sure it's Sha'ol Nafshi. Sometimes you have that in the Sidurim. So it's important to be careful. So that's why it's always good to take the time to read through the interpretations to know what you're saying. Chiyisani miyardi bor, that you saved me from falling into the pit. The pit of Gehenim. Zamru l'Hashem chasidav. All the chasidim should praise you. The pious ones should praise you. V'hodu l'zecher kodesho, and they should give thanks to your holy name. In other words, they should thank you for saving me. That's how he is referring to that thank you. I say, God saved the queen. So God saved David, and everyone should be thankful and praising him. Ki rega biapo chaim birtzono. Because God's anger is only momentarily, it's fleeting. However, life, chaim aruchim, long life, eternal life, birtzono, it's in his will. So God may have momentary moments of anger, but ultimately his will is for us to receive eternal life. And similarly, Be'erev Yalin Bechi, in the evening, Bechi, there's crying. When we lie down from crying because of the Pur'anos, that the evil that may befall us. However, when we wake up in the morning, Laboker Rina, but in the morning we realize that we merit Rina, we merit praise. So we have again the same contrast. Anger is fleeting, life is long lasting. The nighttime, which is a reference not necessarily to literally the night versus the day, but the dark times versus the dark versus light, that in the morning we merit Rina, we merit eternal joy. Va'ani amarti b'shalvi, this is a fascinating line. Va'ani amarti b'shalvi, sometimes I say to myself, I think to myself, when it's quiet, when I have a quiet moment to myself, we can relate to this now. When I'm quarantined and I'm isolated, I think to myself, when I have so much time to think, I say, Bal emot le'olam, that maybe I'm done. I'm gonna fall forever, and I'm stuck in my situation, and there's no way out. However, Hashem, Birtzoncha, he'emadata lahari oz. But then I see that life is not in my control. It's controlled ultimately by God. Birtzoncha, in His will, he'emadata lahari oz. He's the one that raises us up to the mountains, like mountains. He gives us the strength to continue to persevere for success. And therefore, histarta fanecha hayisi nival. So when my face turns away, when I'm hidden, when I think my sins are so numerous that I have no help, hayisi nival, and I get scared, but then I remember that when I'm nifhal, when I'm all nervous and I can't believe that I'm in such a bad situation, Elecha Hashem Ekra, I remember, to you Hashem I call out, Vel Hashem Eschanan, and to you I supplicate, and what do I say? Ma betza bedami, what good is it if you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, killed me? There's no benefit that can come from it, because Biruditi al Shachas, if you send me to my grave, Hayodcha Afar Hayagib Hayagira Mitecha, if I'm down in the ground, if I'm in the dirt, who's going to say thanks to you? Who's going to praise you? Who's going to shout your truths, that your oneness from the rooftops? That's me. But if I'm not around, what's it worth? Ma betcha, it's not worth it. Shema Hashem v'chaneni. Therefore, Hashem, listen to my prayers, v'chaneni, and supplicate me. Give me chinam, give me a free gift, meaning the gift of life. Hashem, haye ozerli, God, be my helper, and forgive me. Hafachta mispidi lemacholi, and because you will listen to my voice, you will be able to turn my eulogy that I'm giving, proclaiming for myself, lemachol. It'll turn into a big party, a celebration. Pitachta saki vateazreni simcha. You have opened up my sack that I have worn. You have, and essentially not opened up. You're allowing me to remove my sackcloth, which I've been wearing because I'm in such despair. Vateazreni simcha. Now I'm able to wear a new shirt, a shirt that says Tamid b'simcha. Leman, in order, and because of that, Yizamercha chavod, I will be able to bless your glory, v'lo yidom, and I will not be silent. Hashem Elokai li'olam adeka, God forever will I give thanks to you and praise you. That is the Mizmor Shir to. Oh, my father-in-law is listening. I better be careful now. So the Mizmor Shir is essentially a prayer of David HaMelech's sickness, his spiritual sickness. He's so worried and concerned about his sins, about the error of his ways, and is praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for salvation, for maybe a second chance, or perform more opportunities to praise him. And then David HaMelech gets psychological and talks about the fact that sometimes he's just in so the depths of despair, he can't get away from himself, the feelings of the fact that he's lost in his sins and he can't get out of it. And there, as a result, he's able to remember that it's not about him. It's Hashem Birtzoncha he'emadata lahari oz. And that is the beauty of David HaMelech's willingness to reflect on his life and his sins, understand his station in life, but at the same time, be prepared to say, Elecha Hashem Ekra ve'el Hashem Eschanan, that I remember that as tough as life is, and although I feel like at the depths of despair that there is no hope, then I remember that what am I talking about? It's not about me. This is really about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokai, Le'olam Odeka. Certainly, when you read through that Mizmor, it gives you a whole new perspective. Every day when you say this Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis, whether you're saying it in the middle of Pesukei de Zimra, whether you say it before Pesukei de Zimra begins. You certainly feel that the Arizal did a good thing by adding this capital of Tehillim into our daily davening. It's certainly something that we can relate to during these times of isolation when there's so many thoughts going through our minds and so many emotions that we have to juggle and deal with always, but particularly during these strange times. So that is our discussion about Mizmor Shir. Dave, I'm glad that you mentioned open up a bottle of sake. That's my dad joke. My father's a joke. He always talks about what bracha you make on sushi, or he always talks about bitachta or Japanese wine. Bitachta sake v'tazreini simcha. When you go to the hibachi place and they're giving you the sake. So he said, "Oh, bitachta sake v'tazreini simcha." So thank you, Dave, for reminding me about my father's wonderful corny jokes. Hopefully, my dad is not listening. Then I'm getting in some serious trouble. But okay. I did want to mention, before we end, I want to mention a couple of things about Kaddish Yassam. So after Mizmor Shir, in the Ashkenazic tradition, we say Kaddish Yassam. We have a mourner's Kaddish. That's because, again, this whole idea of Mizmor Shir is not part of Pesukei de Zimra. So we want to separate Pesukei de Zimra from the previous prayers. So Mizmor Shir, since it's not part of Pesukei de Zimra, we separate it with a Kaddish Yassam. In Nusach Sfard, Mizmor Shir is in the middle of the davening, so there is no Kaddish Yassam. There's only, in the Sephardic tradition, there's only two Kaddish Yassams at the end of davening, and no Kaddish Yassam during davening at all. So Ashkenazim have three, one before Baruch She'amar, and then two at the end of davening. It is interesting to point out the Aruch HaShulchan writes that originally there were only seven Kaddishim that were said per day. I'm going to find this for a moment. He said that originally there were seven Kaddishes said per day. There were three every morning, which was one after Yishtabach, one after Tachanun, and then one after Uvalotzion. So it was a Chatzi Kaddish, a Chatzi Kaddish, and then a Kaddish Tiskabel. And then at Mincha, there was a Chatzi Kaddish after Asherei, and then a Kaddish Tiskabel after Tachanun, after Shmon Esrei. And then at Maariv, there was also two. There was a Chatzi Kaddish before Shmon Esrei and a Kaddish Shalem after Shmon Esrei. So those were the seven Kaddishes that were said per day. But then there was a change. Oh, and what's the significance of seven? He says that the significance based on is that this is a quote from the Rokeach, which is Al Shem Sheva B'Yom Hilalticha. Seven times I praise you. So the Sheva Hallels are referring to the seven Kaddishes per day. However, that was short-lived, and more Kaddishes were added to the davening. They added on another three per day. What are we referring to? We're referring to the three Kaddishes after each Aleinu of every single day, of Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. And what's the significance of these three Kaddishes? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, V'tiknu Kaddish la'achar Aleinu. Why did we add on this Kaddish after Aleinu? Mipnei ha'yesomim. It's for the orphans, shelo yuchlu lihispalel lifnei ha'amud, who were not able to daven for the amud. So we gave them a Kaddish, which was easier for them to say by heart and for them to memorize, since they were unable to daven for the amud. V'karu lazeh Kaddish Yassam, and they call this a Kaddish Yassam. So it is important to understand, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama mentions this in Yoreh Deh in Shin Mem Vav, I believe, maybe it's Shin Ayin Vav, where he discusses the halachos of Kaddish, that the best ilui for the neshama of a mace is to daven for the amud. Even if you can't daven all of it, Ashrei Uvalotzion at the end is great, but if none of those are instituted for all of those. And that was where this Kaddish Yassam came about. And then the Aruch HaShulchan writes, then they added on another Kaddish Yassam to Shacharis. When did they add on this additional Kaddish Yassam to Shacharis? That was after the Mizmor Shir Shel Yom. So after the Shir Shel Yom, they added on a second one. So for Shacharis, there were two Kaddish Yassams, And Mincha and Maariv, they only had one Kaddish Yosem. But Ashkenazim now have three Kaddish Yosems because we added on a Kaddish Yosem after Mizmor Shir before we begin Psukei Dezimra with Baruch Sheamar. Two last points I want to make, which I thought was really interesting. One, this is just a total side point, but in this discussion of Kaddish Yosem, the Aruch HaShulchan tells us to remember the different brachos we're supposed to do today. You remember the acronym Tzaddik. What does Tzaddik teach us? That means that every day you're supposed to say 90 for Tzadi, 90 amens, Dalid for Dalid Kiddushos, Yud Kaddishim, and Kuf Brachos. The Kiddushos, we have Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. So I'm not exactly sure which Kiddushos. I assume we're talking about Kiddusha DeSidra, which gives us two Kaddishes in the morning. And then we have the Kiddusha at Mincha, plus the Kiddusha of Birchos Kriyashma. So that should give us three Kiddushas in the morning and one Kiddusha at Mincha. That's my guess. How you get the four Kiddushas. Then you have the Yud Kaddishim and Kuf Brachos, the 100 Brachos per day. So that's one idea that he quotes from the Magen Avraham. The last thing I wanted to mention about Kaddish, which I didn't mention last time, which is an interesting discussion, is answering Yehi Shmei Rabbah. When you answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah, the Siddur tells us, if you look in your art scroll, Sidurim, it tells us you answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mevarach L'Olam U'L'Olmei. However, there is a machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Rambam and others. So the Beis Yosef himself says that it's most appropriate to say Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mevarach L'Olam U'L'Olmei Yisbarach, that we connect Olmaya to Yisbarach. Oftentimes, we see that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Chazan will connect Olmaya to Yisbarach, even though the rest of the year he doesn't connect Olmaya to Yisbarach. They're kept separate. So there is a machlokas which is most appropriate. It seems to be our general custom is to say Lo'olam Olmaya, and then continue afterwards with Yisbarach v'Yishtabach, which fits nicely with the idea we mentioned last week, that the Yisbarach is eight prayers of Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisgadal v'Yisgadash are the other two earlier, as opposed to the Beis Yosef, who says that you cannot separate Olmaya and Yisbarach, that Yisbarach is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Olmaya for his Olam Olmaya Yisbarach, that's God is always praised forever and ever. So those would be the two different ways to understand it. The Aruch HaShulchan actually says the minhag in his community, Verov ha'olam tafsu l'ikar kedivrei rabbeinu ha'beis Yosef, she'onim ad yisbarach. So apparently in the Aruch HaShulchan's community, they would say, Yehi Shmei Rabbah mevarach l'olam u'lol me'olmai yisbarach, and that was their tradition. So different traditions had to answer. Ours, we follow, I guess, the Art Scroll Siddur as our default minhag, l'olam u'lol me'olmai. And that's how most of our Siddurim are. And that is a little bit of the finishing off the discussion of Kaddish from last week, throwing in a little bit more about Kaddish Yosom, specifically about the mourner's Kaddish, and most importantly, about Mizmor Shir, Chanukah Sabayis, LeDavid. Again, it was from the Rishonim, it was already added in to say every Chanukah. But to add in Mizmor Shir to our daily prayer, that was a much later addition, mostly by the 18th century, by the Arizal, but it certainly is a very powerful tefillah that was composed by David HaMelech, and one that we can certainly find meaning in and relate to deeply during our time of quarantine and isolation. Hope everyone has a great night, and I will see you next time. Thanks.